I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. This is Psalm 107, 21 and 22. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Oh, that men would praise you for your goodness and for your wonderful works to the children of men. And let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare your works with rejoicing. Amen. Well, our first psalm of praise is 22C in the progression of everything. The rest of 22 is sung to King's Fold, but this one we do the psalm of praise to in Old 100.
Praise ye the Lord, you do him fear. In glorious high on ye, the seed of Jacob, fear him on. That Israel, children,
then shall I not be shamed.
when I thy precepts all respect. Then with integrity of heart, thee will I praise and bless. When I the judgments all have learned of thy pure righteousness, that I will keep thy statutes all, firmly resolved have I. Oh, do not then, most gracious God, forsake me utterly.
Amazing, the hope of the psalmist is to learn God's law more perfectly, his statutes, his judgments, his precepts, the smallest parts of God's law. Probably should be our desire as well. Well, this is a tune that we haven't done in a while, so we're questioning whether or not we're gonna get it right. I'm gonna vote to change the tune on it. Well, give us a hum of which one we wanna put it to. Chapter 26, we are in the curses of the law. We went through the blessings of the law. We are now in the curses of the law. Leviticus chapter 26. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. And then we're going to go to Luke 13:18 until the end of the chapter. Directly after that, which once again bears a consistency. So, let's see that hopefully. Leviticus chapter 26. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God.
Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
Ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season.
And the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely.
And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land.
And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword.
And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword.
For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you.
And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new.
And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you.
And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people.
I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright.
But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments,
and if you shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant.
I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning of, and shall consume the eyes, and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it.
I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursue you.
And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins.
I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens as iron, your earth as brass.
And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits.
And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins.
I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate.
If you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me,
then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins.
I will bring a sword upon you, and shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hands of the enemy.
And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in 1 oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat, and not be satisfied.
And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me,
then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins.
Ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat.
And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you.
I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. I will not smell the savors of your sweet odors.
And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it.
I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste.
Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lies desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath.
As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it.
And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth.
And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies.
And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up.
And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them.
And if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me,
and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity,
then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land.
The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lies desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquities, because they despised my judgments, because their soul abhorred my statutes.
And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God.
But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord.
These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
Amen. Luke chapter 13, and I'm going to be reading verses 18 to the end of the chapter. All right. Then said he unto, what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew, and waxed a great tree, and the birds of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there be few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today, and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets, and stones them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me, until the time comes when ye shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
There was kind of a striking parallel, if anybody noticed, with everything that we read. Matter of fact, I'll point it out before we get started. But I thought it was absolutely amazing. Psalm 22's praise, whenever we had sung it, specifically deals about praying to God for the seed of Jacob, praying to God and to be turned back unto the Lord, and then to eventually affect the entirety of the world, all the kindreds and nations to pay homage to God. But it's a psalm that acknowledges sin and then repents of the sin and then proclaims the goodness of God. Psalm 85, when we had sang it, also talks about God being favorable and talks about this great fury God had towards the people and how that they'd much rather have joy in God and have God forgive them and talk about God putting away their sins and hiding it from his eyes and all these many things that are mentioned there. And also in Psalm 119, part one, which we're pretty familiar with, singing it time and time again, you have a desire coming from the psalmist to understand the laws of God, which is very much what was being punished in Leviticus chapter 26. And then we also had our New Testament reading from Jesus, where he also speaks of the same thing and says, narrow is the way, straight is the gate, few that find it. And he casts out what he calls the workers of iniquity and condemns Jerusalem for rejecting the prophets that brought them repentance and taught them. Ultimately, the curses were coming upon them for their disobedience. And so I looked at all of that and I thought, well, that's just too much information to pass up to not have a message on that exact subject. And so I'm just going to read a section out of both of our readings today for introductory scripture to kind of focus where I want to go with looking at this. Mm-hmm.
show that in my hands iniquity there is. If I rewarded ill to him that was at peace with me, yea, the man that without cause my soul was I did free. Then let the foe pursue and take my soul and my life thrust. Down to the earth and let him lay my honor in the dust. Rise in thy wrath, Lord, raise thyself, for my foes raging be. And to the judgment which thou hast commanded, wait for me. So shall the assembly of thy folk abound and confess thee. Thou therefore for their sakes return unto thy place on high. The Lord, he shall the people judge, my judge Jehovah be. After my righteousness and mine integrity in me.
Well, we have a few confessionals to go through today. In the back of the book, we'll go to the very first. Very first one, which is Roman numeral 11, which says, a blessing towards Yahweh God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the knowledge of predestination. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ,
according as he has chosen us,
before the foundation of the world,
that we should be
holy and without blame before him in love,
having
predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
according to
the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace,
wherein
he has made us accepted in the beloved,
in whom
we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace,
there, wherein
he has bounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence,
having made known unto us
the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
It is in Christ the Beloved,
in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated,
according to
the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will,
that
we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ,
in whom ye
also trusted,
after that ye
heard the word of truth.
This is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye
believed,
ye were
sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise,
which is
the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession
unto
the praise of his glory.
Amen. There's a lot packed into that, but we'll read through. Every point of it's important to understand the gospel.
Psalm 103.
Yeah, it should be in the very back of the book. Maybe they should have one in the back of the book. If not, we have one. It's a loose leaf in the back of the book. Yeah, sometimes they fall out. 3, let us bless Yahweh for his benefits and forgiveness. And so this is meant to be used as a acknowledgement of sin and acknowledgement of forgiveness, similar to how we use John 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as the Father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments and do them.
The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all.
Let's read all the end together.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen. Brad, would you mind ending us in a word of prayer today? Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before your throne. Thank you for this assembly that we've had this evening, for the word that's come forth, and as Josh pointed out many ways, let it sink into our heart and not just into our ears. Help us, Lord, to hunger and thirst for that living word, that spoken word that comes from your heart to ours, and to be willing to be convicted of sin, to repent of sin, to be given a new mind and transformed by it, by your Spirit. Help us to walk in the newness of life in your kingdom. We thank you for one another, the love that we share, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I know parts of a song.
Yeah.
When I get that, when I
know about the water, what you were talking about tonight. Is it one you wrote?
No. If I can learn it, I'll share it with you.
I'd like to hear it.